Hello and welcome to the One Thing Podcast. The question for today is, am I alive? Or better yet, is Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus, alive in me? What a wonderful thing to think about. I don't have to live. You see, our body and our flesh was at one point dead in our sins and transgressions, but today, through faith in Jesus, we are alive because He is alive in us. The book of Galatians says in chapter 2, verse 19, "For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And Paul is simply saying here that he was in a place where many of us may find ourselves or have been, where he was living in the law and he was trying to keep it, but he realized that he couldn't, that the law actually condemned him. The more that he tried to follow it, the more that he realized that he would fail in it, because apart from Christ, we are dead in our sins and transgressions. We look at the word, we look at the precious law of God, and it reveals our sin. It reflects our darkness as a mirror, and we try to meet its requirements, but we find that it is impossible. But hallelujah, today it is possible. You see, our old self, that old self stuck in its transgressions, was never capable of pleasing God, never able to fulfill the law, but now it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus, who gave himself for me, that by faith I believe in the mighty power of God, the mighty power that is found in his Son, who comes to live, make his abode, his dwelling in me, so that no longer do I live, but Christ lives in empowerment, the one who fulfills the law perfectly, the one who is holy, the one who is righteous, now lives in me and lives in you by faith. So, back to the question. Is Christ alive in us today? Is he alive in you? Is he alive in me? Apart from him, it is impossible to please God. Apart from him, we cannot fulfill the law. But with Christ Jesus, with him, we can live for God in victory. Today is a day in victory. Today is a day in the victory of the Lord Jesus. May we come to him truly believing that he is capable and that he is able to receive glory as he lives in me, as he lives in you, that we can bring glory to his kingdom, because no longer is it our own hands or our own feet, but it is the very hands of God, the very hands and feet of Jesus. It is the very voice of God, able to use the one who allows himself to be a vessel. Hallelujah today. May we rise in faith and may we seek that the Lord Jesus would grow ever stronger in us than ever before. What a wonderful God we serve, who looks to gain glory, who looks to use these broken vessels to bring us together in the perfection of Christ, in the holiness of Christ, for the sake of his name and glory.